As Christian educators, we get to pull from a strength that is bigger than us, and we get to find hope in the promises of Christ. So on Mondays, I offer these biblical tips and thoughts from the Bible simply to encourage you to fight the hard fight, because your mindset matters. And even on a Monday, your mindset matters even more. If you find this even a little bit encouraging, please pass this on to one of your friends. Even better, click follow on the show and leave a review, because that helps this get in front of many more people who may need it. This pick-me-up is not from me, my friends. It's from the Holy Spirit, our living God. I ask Him each week to give me something that He wants you to hear. So I pray that this is super helpful for you. If you're looking for ways to build more peace in your career, I've created a list of 75 affirmations based on 25 Bible scriptures, and I'd love to share it with you and help you keep your sanity. You can go to trishz.com/Bible-AFFS, that's AFFS, for affirmations. I'll also leave the link in the show notes for you too. Welcome to the Society's Child podcast, where we have real conversations about being a trauma-responsive educator in the midst of a significant mental health crisis. Hi, I'm Trish Senzak, a former educator, compassion advocate, and Jesus lover, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Are you feeling confuzzled about your students' behavior and needs? You're not alone. If trauma-informed strategies leave you wondering, what's next? Don't worry. My friend, I've been there too. As a foster mom and a child of complex trauma mixed with my experience as a teacher, it's led me to finding a compassionate, whole child approach that's evidence-based, practical, and transformational, and I'm so eager to share it with you. Whether you want to connect with your students on a deeper level, create a trauma-sensitive environment, or you just need a little bit of encouragement or support, you're in the right place. So grab a drink, a pen, or your earbuds, and let's work together to create a safe and student-attuned, trauma-responsive school culture. Society's children need you. So let's get started. So without further ado, here's this week's Monday Mindset Matters. When I was younger, I grew up in church. As a young adult, I got away from church. And then in my late 20s, early 30s, I went back to church. And as I got involved in a church and realized that this is what I wanted in my life, it became easy. I went to church. I did a couple small groups. I would make friends in the church. I would serve at the church. I would be with people from church a lot. And I just did churchy things. It was the thing to do. I served, I attended, I studied. I did all the things. And it wasn't till years later that I realized there was this normalcy or this stalemate about my faith. And that's when I began to pray, Lord, I want to know you more deeply. I want to know you more intimately. I hear people talking about that, but I don't really know what that means. So I began working on my relationship with Christ. It's been something that I've worked on for quite a while, and it wasn't an overnight transformation. So today's scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. So I have three thoughts for you guys today. As I'm thinking about this in my journey, I just wanted to share from this place of vulnerability with me that I hope it encourages you today. Number one, I really want to encourage you to self-assess. The way I kind of do this sometimes is I think in terms of a scale of complacency. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your intensity in your relationship with God? 0 might be extreme complacency, and 10, you're boldly on fire for Him in all you do. That's the first step to this process. Becoming aware of where we're sitting is super important. It's hard to take this journey without really thinking about where we're starting from. So that brings me to step 2. Step 2 is to encourage you to get hungry for the things of God. Thinking about that one scripture in the Bible that talks about love your God, your neighbor, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then also the one that talks about seek first the kingdom of God. So I want to ask you, where are you with that? Are you hungry for Him and the things of Him? That's a very scary prayer to pray. Because I know in my old days, I would be afraid that I was going to be too radical, or I was going to be one of those, or be a Jesus freak, or people wouldn't like me. And my insecurities kept me from speaking up about my faith. To be honest with you, there are many days it still happens that way. In this quest for becoming hungry for the things of God, I've really had to get back in touch with rediscovering who God is, who Jesus said the Holy Spirit is when he left it with us, who God wants me to be in my purpose, and how I can start getting back in touch with what my divine purpose is and what he put me here for. Sometimes we're not even in touch with our purpose, but each of us were created for something specific. And if that's teaching for you, I would love for you and that passion to be reignited. And so number three, I want to encourage you to ask God and pray this from the bottom of your heart, that your students are able to see him through your smile, through your assistance, through your thoughts, through your actions. Whatever it is, I would love for you to really think about, what is it like to be on the other side of you? And if you can't say that Christ is shining through your countenance and that your students can see his love and his compassion through you, I would really ask you to go back to step number one and start assessing. Then really look at number two and ask, how hungry am I for the things of God? And then how can I get hungry for the things of God, so that God will shine through your countenance and your students will see him through you? My traumas still show up in my behaviors, my tone of voice, my complaining and intense intellectualizing, but I'm becoming aware of this, or I have become aware of this, and I'm beginning to work on it. And I'm really working to think about, how does my family receive me? And what's it like being on the other side of me when I'm growling or I'm crabby or whatever's going on with me? And it's been an intense wake up for me. And it's been a long, slow journey to changing that behavior. And I want to encourage you to be thinking like this. I want to pray that you can take these steps. As you remember, as Christians, we are a new creation in Christ. So let's get hungry for the things of him, so that we show up and we start acting like the new creation that he has created us to be. So that as we put off our old behaviors, we are armoring up with new ones and new behaviors that are completely of Christ. These kids depend on us for this. Our kids who are walking into our classrooms who are filled with trauma, angst, anxiety, depression, PTSD, nervousness, neurodivergent thinking, medical situations, tiredness and weariness. It's all from the stuff they're going through and going on at home. They're bringing it into the classroom. And you're feeling that anxiety and you're feeling that stress. I want to encourage you, friends, that if you get armored up, you will have a peace that doesn't make sense. You will have a peace that's beyond all understanding. And we can be the breath of fresh air that they need and radically change our campuses so that we are a shining place where God resides. Remember, my friends, your mindset matters, and having your mind being set on God's word, it's so important. It's my prayer, friends, that these tiny moments with God will help you think about deepening your relationship with him, because that is where we find our strength. I also hope this helps you get prayed up so you can get armored up as you go out onto your campuses and fight the battles that you face every day. Hey, amazing educators. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave a review. Even better, share this episode with a colleague. And hey, I'd love to connect with you on social media. You can even join my Facebook group for some extra support and a dash of inspiration. I've left all the links in the show notes. Until next time, my friend, remember, you're not alone on this journey. You've got this. Keep making a difference and stay teach-tastic.